hills and the Tennessee pines. I'll bring the whiskey, you bring the wine. We'll make a few memories on the bed. Memories on a red fire night.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a robust jobs report in September, President Biden making a surprise appearance at today's White House briefing, touting the 254,000 hires last month and says it adds to the nation's recovery due to his policies.
Across the board, unemployment is down 4 to 4.1%. And every month that Vice President Harris and I have been in office, we've created jobs every single month.
The president also commended union dock workers and the Maritime Alliance for ending the port strike after 3 days. Both sides reached a tentative agreement. Workers will get more than a 60% pay raise over the next 6 years and will resume talks over sticking points in January. Kamala Harris campaigning in Michigan today. Former President Trump is in Georgia. He'll see some of the damage caused by Hurricane Helene. More than 250 people are dead across 6 states. And millions of residents in the West and Southwest under heat alerts through the weekend. This is ABC News. The FBI is looking for perpetrators of a sophisticated scam.
Maybe you've received an email or Facebook message from ICH Coin offering you the chance to learn about investing in Bitcoin. The company bills itself as a cryptocurrency platform, but
it is a scheme and a scam.
Amanda Culver of the FBI's Houston office says ICH Coin is playing on consumers' vague familiarity with virtual currency.
People are very interested in investing in cryptocurrency.
She says ICH Coin, with an app and legitimate looking website, has defrauded Americans of $30 million in the past 11 months. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's opened an investigation into certain Ford Edge models after receiving dozens of complaints alleging a loss of braking ability. The investigation affects approximately more than 360,000 vehicles from model years 2015 to 2017. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The news this hour from WRCO is sponsored by Right Way Shell. With fuel prices so high, Fuel Rewards Platinum status is your ticket to saving big at Shell. Save at least 10 cents per gallon on any fuel type. Combine it with your other rewards and unlock VIP experiences. Download the free Shell app today from the App Store or Google Play and cash in big time at Right Way Shell in Spring Green.
High school football hits the seventh weekend of the season. And WRCO presents Homecoming Football this weekend. The Richland Center Hornets will play host to rival River Valley. Pregame time 6:40, courtesy of Vitesnik Power Sports. Kickoff time 7 o'clock from Avitus Ripfield. The Hornets host the Blackhawks for Richland Center's Homecoming Football game coming up Friday night from WRCO Radio Sports.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Mainly clear and chilly tonight with a low of 42. Partly cloudy, breezy, and turning unusually warm for October tomorrow with a high of 80. Winds will be south-southeast 15 to 25. Breezy tomorrow night with a 30% chance of a few light showers in the late evening and a low of 51, and partly cloudy to sunny on Wednesday. Breezy and cooler with a high of 65. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny outside and our winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is currently 69 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
He's as tough as the tattoos of his right arm, and I've talked him down from getting in a fight or two. He stands his ground, he's as stubborn as the weeds in the backyard. Cause growing up he had to go where the wind blew. He hides his heart and hurt, guess he kinda had to. In a world that says saddle up and be a man. When the sun goes down and his hazel eyes go blue, that's when I understand. Cowboys cry too.
A turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
It's the guts and it's the glory, 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's them handwritten letters from home. It's them sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue. Swamps of Louisiana to the Golden Coast of California. your love.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Living good and bad, hot and cold, been fighting mad, solid gold, been sunny days. Straight line wind, been driven snow, and guilty of sin, been back roads lost and blue lights found, dead or quiet, rocks not loud, been up and down, like we built on springs. We've been a lot of things, but we never been splitting up friends, splitting up records, putting up walls, burning down letters. Grass is greener, cause there's something better waiting down the line. We never been a headlines weaving, taillights fading. So long, move on, goodbye. We never been one last long look across your shoulder. We've been a lot of things, but we never been over.
That was Darius Rucker and Jennifer Nettles with Never Been Over. And before that, we heard from Coffee Anderson and as well as Kelsea Ballerina with Noah Kahn. And I am Tim Thede. I'll be here until, I'll be here till the high school football game this evening. The pregame for that contest will start at around 6:40. And that game will feature River Valley at Richland Center. And Mr. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. And otherwise, I'm sitting in for Bo this afternoon. Bo and Phil are down announcing at the parade, which is currently going on in downtown Richland Center. So I know maybe the parade's still going on if you want to catch the last part of it. But other than that, hopefully it's a good time. It's a beautiful day for it. Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge is now at 68 degrees. It's dropped a degree. degree, but still season-like out there. And sunny skies, that's what makes it a big plus right there. And it'll be great if this weather can hold out through the weekend. And it looks like it might be, especially tomorrow. It's supposed to be in the 80s tomorrow. Man, seasonably, unusually warm for October. But then we'll be back down in the 60s and 70s for the remainder of the week into the first part of next week. And it's good that we have this good weather going on this weekend because there's a lot of events going on. I couldn't believe it when I looked at our community calendar. Just want to pass a few that are going, I'll pass along a few events that are going on today. First of all, the Simons Recreation Complex is hosting its open house, and that goes on through Sunday. There will be free admission, free fitness classes, free use of the swimming pool, hot tub, sauna, racquetball courts, fitness equipment, membership specials, and door prizes. Free water bottles, popcorn, and gumacro bars will be available while supplies last. And coming up shortly, the Wheels of Time is being held from 4 today through 4 o'clock on Sunday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It will feature antique tractors, trucks, and semis. A truck ride will be held today. Tomorrow there will be a tractor ATV ride, a sanctioned pedal pull event, and on Sunday, Cowboy Church will be held. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase on the grounds. The event is free and open to everyone. And just to let you know, too, currently going on, there is a Red Cross blood drive being held today until 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online at redcrossblood.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin,
there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event is everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
How important are egress windows to your family? I'm Brent Montre, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. Go from dark basements to pleasant spaces and keep your family safe. Egress windows provide natural light, fresh air, and most importantly, an egress window provides a safe exit in case of emergency. There's no stress when you have an egress. Call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Online at tristatebasementrepair.com.
Tri-State Basement Repair, 877.
Tri-State Basement Repair. Our family helping your family.
100.9 WRCO.
this. We both knew it was coming, but we put it off. Then she woke up this morning, said we need to have a talk. Said she met some guy the other night, thinks he might be the one. I tried not to look happy as we were packing her things into her trunk. As she pulled out, I was smiling, thinking now she's drinking somebody else's whiskey on somebody else's tab. Here's to a real damn good goodbye. Yeah, thank God it didn't get ugly and worked out in the end. I guess I just got lucky, but I kinda feel sorry for him. Yeah, I wish him well and hope like hell that old boy's made of green. Cause his brand new honey and his drinking money sure ain't gonna be cheap. Yeah, tonight it ain't on me. She's drinking somebody else's whiskey on somebody else's tab. Raise it up high. Here's to a real damn good goodbye. Yeah, goodbye. So here's to them, and here's to me, and here's to a night of peace and quiet with twice as much to drink.
That's nice.
That was Myla Mason with That's Enough of That at 3:27. And yeah, kind of a bummer yesterday. The Brewers got eliminated from the playoffs by the New York Mets. And kind of a hard way to lose, giving up four runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. But anyways, you know, next season, they looked like they had a good team, so we'll look forward to next season. As far as sports go, to cheer us up tonight, tune into some homecoming football action as Richland Center hosts River Valley for their homecoming game. And the kickoff from Advaita's Rip Field will be at 7, and the pregame will start at around 6:40, and Filney will be making the call for that game. Also, tomorrow, the Wisconsin Badgers play, and they play against the Purdue Boilermakers. They'll be back in Camp Randall. Purdue has a 1-3 record, so hopefully the Badgers can beat them. The Badgers have been kind of having a tough time playing these top-ranked teams in the country, so hopefully they can make the home crowd happy tomorrow. Kickoff for that contest will be at 11, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 9 o'clock.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. 45,000 union dock workers back on the job today at more than a dozen ports after a three-day strike. The union and U.S. Maritime Alliance coming to a tentative agreement on pay raises and will then table other issues until talks resume in January. President Biden making a surprise appearance at the White House briefing today, commending both sides.
We averted what could have become a major crisis for the country. And a tentative agreement, which includes record wage increases for dock workers and shows the importance of collective bargaining.
The president also touted September's jobs report. 254,000 jobs were added. That beat back expectations. Former President Trump campaigning in Georgia today, meeting with first responders following Hurricane Helene, that storm blamed for at least 215 deaths. Vice President Kamala Harris holding a rally in Michigan, and earlier we'll meet with Arab leaders in the swing state. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. River Valley travels to Richland Center for homecoming football this evening. Co-head coach Dan Makovic of the Blackhawks talked about the teams being fired up to play one another.
They always are. We've said this numerous times. Every time we have an interview about River Valley versus Richland Center, it kind of seems like, you know, the Super Bowl. Everybody wants this one really bad, and it's one that we have had circled, and I know they've had circled too. You don't like to look ahead to try to take one game at a time, but this is definitely one that nobody has overlooked and everybody really wants to play.
That game can be heard tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. No more Brewer baseball this season. The Mets move on after yesterday's 4-2 victory over the Brewers. New York taking on the Phillies on Saturday. For the Brewers, making their sixth playoff appearance in 7 years, they still haven't won a postseason series since reaching Game 7 of the National League Championship Series in 2018. Jair Alexander was one of three Packer veterans to return to practice yesterday, a good sign for Sunday's matchup with the Rams. Alexander missed last Sunday's loss to the Vikings with a groin injury and was unavailable to practice Wednesday. Offensive lineman Elton Jenkins and defensive lineman Kenny Clark both returned to practice as well. Cornerback Carrington Valentine and offensive lineman Jordan Morgan both practiced for the second consecutive day, potentially putting both on track to play Sunday against the Rams. Pregame time at 1 o'clock on FM 100.9 Sunday afternoon. And then it's Packer football with a kickoff around 3:25. I'm Phil Nee with sports, courtesy of the WRCO's Sports Boosters.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Clear and cool tonight with a low of 45. Mostly sunny, windy, and warmer tomorrow. High 81. The winds will be south-southeast at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Breezy tomorrow night with a tiny chance of a shower late at night. Low 49. Sunny, breezy, and cooler on Sunday with a high of 66. And looking ahead to Monday, patchy frost possible early. Then tons of sunshine and nice with a high of 68. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour, and it's a beautiful sunny Friday evening, and our current temperature is 68 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
I can hear the cigarettes in your voice. I can see the black dye in your hair. The way you love to tease those boys, you make them stop and stare. You've been holding out on them so long. Girl, I've always known the way you are. You could never hide the truth from me, even though you're everybody's star. You tint your heart so they can't see through, and all the good girls wanna be you. But if they only knew. Hey Dixie, when you gonna find that smile? 'Cause I ain't seen it in a while. You've been roaming out there like some gypsy. Hey Dixie, you got a hole inside your heart, and now you're falling all apart. But you can't see, and that's what gets me. Hey, hey, Dixie. Now, seems you never know which part to play. Still, you try to play one all the time. Always gotta stay up on that stage. At least you do inside your mind. When you gonna stop to come back home? Your summer's almost over, can't you see? You're trapped between the girl you know you are and the one you hate you'll never be. You drop those blinds so they can't see through, and all the good girls wanna be you. Yeah, they do. But if they only knew. Hey, Dixie, when you gonna find that smile? I ain't seen it in a while. You've been roaming out there like some gypsy. Hey Dixie, you got a hole inside your heart, and now you're falling all apart. But you can't see, and that's what gets me. Hey, hey Dixie. Like some gypsy.
Bob. thought he was my friend. The landlord said that Bob's not here. The police done hauled him in. I ran right back to little honey's house. I got me a rocking chair. Now, honey, if you don't open that door, I'm gonna rock on away from here. Honey, 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 won't you open that door? This is your sweet daddy, don't you love me no more? It's cold outside, let me sleep on the
was the Oak Ridge Boys with Bob, 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 Bobby Sue. And I'm Tim Thede, hoping you're having a great Friday afternoon, getting towards the evening hours, and sunny out there. Burt's Florida Home Temperature Gauge has us back up to 69 degrees at 347. And just wanted to let you know, if you're hungry this evening, and you're trying to find a place to eat, haven't decided, I got the perfect idea for you. St. Luke's Church in Plain is serving a family-style fish fry, and that goes on from 5 this evening until 8. Carryouts will be available. Please note, Highway 23 may be closed due to repairs and road construction from Highway 14 in Spring Green to Highway Double G near Loretto. So that way, if you're heading that way, you'll be aware of that road closure. But be sure to stop on out to St. Luke's and take part in that fish fry going on until from 5 until 8 this evening.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event is everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin,
there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
100.9 WRCO.
Got a baby girl sleeping in my bedroom and her mama laughing in my arms. There's the sound of rain on the rooftop and the game's about to start. I don't really know how I got here, but I'm so glad that I did. And it's crazy to think that one little thing could have changed all of this. Maybe it didn't turn out like I planned. Maybe that's why I'm such a lucky man. Every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, all the things I knew but I didn't know. Thank God for all I missed, 'cause it led me here to this.
Like the girl that I loved in high school, who said she could do better. Or the college I wanted to go to, till I got that letter. All the fights and the tears and the heartache I thought I'd never get through. And the moment I almost gave up, all led me here to you. I didn't understand it way back when, but sitting here right now, it all makes perfect sense. Every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, all the things I knew but I didn't know. Thank God for all I missed, 'cause it led me into this. How I cried when my mama passed away. And now I got an angel looking out for me today. So nothing's a mistake. Every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, everything I knew but I didn't know.
A memory can't get you.
Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. 45,000 union dock workers back on the job today at more than a dozen ports after a three-day strike. The union and U.S. Maritime Alliance coming to a tentative agreement on pay raises and will then table other issues until talks resume in January. President Biden making a surprise appearance at the White House briefing today, commending both sides.
We averted what could have become a major crisis for the country. And a tentative agreement, which includes record wage increases for dock workers and shows the importance of collective bargaining.
The president also touted September's jobs report. 254,000 jobs were added. That beat back expectations. Former President Trump campaigning in Georgia today, meeting with first responders following Hurricane Helene. That storm blamed for at least 215 deaths. Vice President Kamala Harris holding a rally in Michigan, and earlier we'll meet with Arab leaders in the swing state. This is ABC News. New York Congressman Mike Lawler apologizing for a photo appearing to show him in blackface.
The New York Times obtained the picture of the first-term Republican dressed as Michael Jackson at a college Halloween party in 2006. Mike Lawler admits he used bronzer on his face, telling CNN he's a Michael Jackson fan.
I think